5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I would say we've made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around, but we save that for tomorrow, you know, when it's actually Friday. But we've got to pregame the Friday, right? Long weekend for most of us. Most of us will not be going to work on Monday, Memorial Day. I always urge you to remember what Memorial Day is all about. Well, Jeff, it's the day the pool opens. It's the day we officially start doing the grilling. Okay. But every year I post that image, the meme. It says, your day at the beach, brought to you by their day at the beach. And on the top, it's all of us on the beach. Nice hot dog, frosty beverage, kids are happy. Maybe there's a frisbee or a football. And then down below that are all those young boys. All those young men that gave their lives so that we could go to the beach. Made that ultimate sacrifice so that you and I could stand around and gripe about the burger not being done properly, right? So that's all I ask you to do. Just every once in a while, take a moment, remember what Memorial Day is really, really, really all about. And I will share with you tomorrow, as we get ready for Memorial Day, as I do each and every year, story of the four chaplains. Right, I tell the story of the four chaplains. I know I used to do it once a year, and now it seems like I do it a couple of times each year, but it's such an important story. The Chapel of the Four Chaplains in Philadelphia has been there for many years, started in North Philadelphia and now is located elsewhere, but it tells the story of those four chaplains who willingly gave their lives on board the Dorchester so that other men would live. And each and every American who has given their life and is remembered, memorialized on Memorial Day, had it somewhere within themselves the ability to say, I'm doing this for everyone, right? I'm doing this for others. I'm fighting so that somebody else doesn't have to. I'm defending the nation so that my kids can do this, that, or the other. Somebody else's kids can do this, that, or the other. We talk about those four chaplains. Again, we'll do it tomorrow, but it's so appropriate to bring it close, bring it home as we are getting ready for Memorial Day. Jeb Hochman is going to join us in a few moments, 5:35. Jeb is involved with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and everybody knows Jeb. Jeb's been around forever, and a great guy. He's going to share with us some of the things that are going to happen at the Virginia War Memorial on Monday, and there are a number of us who are going to be reading the names of everybody who is memorialized at the Virginia War Memorial. Virginians, your neighbors, your friends, your family members who made that sacrifice. And I cannot tell you, just on a very personal basis, how rewarding it is, how meaningful it is to have been asked to be part of that event. And as folks were asking, I mean, there were a couple of people say, "Oh, would you want to do this? I mean, you're gonna have to give up a chunk of the day on Memorial Day. You know, you're probably not going to be able to go out of town, or you're not going to be able to do this." I'm thinking, "Well, yeah, but is there something more important that I could be doing?" No. But Jeb is going to share that again at 5:35. The more that we learn about this degenerate, this Delta Bravo up there in D.C. who murdered those two young folks, the easier it is to have nothing but contempt for him. 30 years old from Chicago. And why was he there? He was there to kill Jews. That was his mission. He was there to kill Jews. Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, set to be engaged. They both worked at the embassy, as I understand it. They were both part of the diplomatic ranks. And they were getting ready to start their life. They were at an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C., thrown by a Jewish organization at a Jewish venue. And the attendees were primarily, overwhelmingly, Jewish. That's all. Could there have been somebody else there who wasn't Jewish? Of course. Of course. But this guy knew exactly what he was doing. Bibi Netanyahu called it out. He said, you know, this is the long-standing blood libel against the Jews. He's right. Somebody who had an interaction with this dirtbag, Katie Kalischer is her name. She said she was at the museum Wednesday. She was chatting with Fox and Friends. She had an interaction with this guy prior to his arrest. She said he looked distressed. He was covered in rain. He came into the facility after 10 to 15 gunshots were heard outside and asked for somebody to call the police. Oh. Katie says she asked him, so, do you like this museum? She said he was playing dumb. Huh. Well, I don't know if he was playing, Katie. I think he's evil. Maybe he's not that bright, but he's evil. Anyway, she says he was kind of playing dumb with me. He's like, oh, what kind of museum is this? And I said, it's a Jewish museum. Hmm. He said, do you think that is why they did it? In reference to the gunshots that we had heard. And I said, well, yeah, maybe. I don't know, but I don't think so. I hope not. So what did this degenerate do? What did this dirtbag do then? He reaches into his bag, pulls out a keffiyeh, and says, I did it. I did this for Gaza. And then he starts shouting, free Palestine. He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. The acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, as you probably know, is Judge Jeanine Pirro. And I can almost guarantee you, this is going to be you-know-what to the wall. Terrorism charges, murder charges times two, and everything else. FBI Director Kash Patel said Thursday, quote, last night's act of terror has the full attention of the FBI. Targeted anti-Semitic violence is an attack on our core values and will be met with the full weight of federal law enforcement. The individual responsible will be held accountable, and the Bureau will continue pursuing every lead until justice is served. There's a LinkedIn page, apparently, that had been his, although could very well still be questions. Who knows? Involved the American Osteopathic Association and the American Osteopathic Information Association. Well, both of those groups felt compelled to issue a statement of sorrow, expressing their profound sorrow. So it would seem to me that this is definitely the guy, right? In fact, the president of that group and the CEO of the other group said, and I quote, we were shocked and saddened to learn that an AOIA employee had been arrested as a suspect in this horrific crime. The organization stand ready to cooperate with the investigation any way we can. As a physician organization dedicated to protecting the health and sanctity of human life, we believe in the rights of all persons to live safely without fear of violence. We extend our deepest sympathy to the victims, loved ones, wishing them peace, comfort, and strength during this unimaginably difficult time. Wow. Wow. Prior to that, apparently, he worked for a company called The History Makers. It describes itself as, quote, a nonprofit research and educational institution committed to preserving and making widely accessible the untold personal stories of both well-known and unsung African Americans. Huh. Interesting. Born and raised in Chicago, holds a bachelor's degree in English from the University of Illinois. And an absolute, total, complete Delta Bravo. Wow. Apparently he's been part of radical activities, extremist activities, progressive activities for a long time. Should have seen this coming, right? Should have seen it coming. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.